Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 47. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Sean, Nate, what's going on, guys?
Having fun and taking names.
I like that.
Whose creep, name? That's a nice way to say it, yeah.
Creepy creepian.
Oh. We have been creeping, no.
What? <That's>, keeping it creepy.
Keeping it creepy. Let's say that, yeah.
We're keeping it creepy.
We've been creeping around the neighborhood. No, what?
What? Wait, what?
We do that Slender between Man, episodes. Yeah. Yeah, right.
And our tulpa. Yeah, I was seeing a girl for a couple weeks until they took my binoculars away.
Oh, that's gosh.
Yikes. That is creepy.
That lost us about it.
I've never heard that one.
That loses us about 200 listeners.
Yeah. I thanks, thought Nate. This guy said it was family friendly.
I thought, yeah.
It is.
I didn't say nothing.
Nate, that was creepy.
Yeah, that was creepy. That was a little creepy. Yeah, we're not that kind of creepy.
I say what the intentions were.
That's true. That's true. Although, we can guess. Creepies, we're glad you can join us for this middle-aged mini number 47.
Yes, sir.
Close to 50 on the minis. What do you think about that, Sean?
I think that's it. Sounds impossible, but it's obviously possible because we're almost there.
Because
it's
it seemed like not too long shot, ago, right? We were trying to get up to 50 on our fools. Mm-hmm. Now we're minis are getting up there. So yeah, it's fun. We're excited to bring this to you. Sean, tell the listeners what we're going to talk about.
We are going to talk about Clinton Road, one of the most haunted, if not the most haunted, roads in America.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Jersey.
New Jersey. Road.
Yeah, and this is your pick.
That's my
pick.
So
I have to give credit where credit is due.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, no problem. Elvis has left the building. No, Elvis has not left the building yet.
Todd has stayed in the house.
Todd's here.
It's Clinton Road, so it's a it's a pretty creepy place, I guess. And
I've never been. Any of you guys haven't been, right? No. I've never been to Jersey.
Honestly. I've never been to
seen Jersey from New York City, and that's about as far as it's gone.
I knew there was a movie or a show called Jersey Shore. That's
something like that, yeah.
New Jersey Nets.
Nate,
and
Nate watched every episode.
That's about it. I don't
not too far from the truth.
Oh, did you? Right. Oh, I thought you were kidding.
He's told us that before.
Because Rachel liked it, so I'd sit
Cab's
there
here.
And that would
Cab's here. I can. The things I remember you say.
Yeah.
The things I miss, he says, and then later on I hear him like, when did he say that?
Yeah, okay. Well, I've never seen a minute of it, so.
Mm-hmm. I've not watched a full episode, but I've seen bits and pieces of it. Yeah, I have to admit,
I saw Jersey over the river when I was at Philadelphia.
Over the river and through the woods.
Okay. No, just over the river.
Over the river,
not to grandmother's house when you went. Okay,
he stopped at the river.
He stopped. Smart. Oh, sorry. No, Jersey's great.
Yeah. So Clinton Road in New Jersey.
Yes.
As Sean said, I'll read a little bit here. Set the foundation.
Set the mood.
Clinton Road is located in West Milford.
You don't say.
I did say.
You don't say. Yeah.
I actually did, Nate.
You did now.
I am saying it.
I just said that.
And you're going to like it. Wait, what'd you say?
He's trying to plant one of those seeds and thought sneak by. We're listening to it very carefully.
Clinton. Yeah, that's right. Clinton Road is located in. In West Milford.
Wubba.
Milford. Paysack? I'm sorry, New Jersey people, if you're listening.
What? Us saying something difficult? Never.
County in New Jersey. It runs in a generally north-south direction. Generally? Yep. Okay. Beginning at Route 23 near Newfoundland and running through, running roughly 10 miles to its northern terminus at Upper Greenwood Lake. The road and the land around it have gained notoriety over the years as an area rife, I love that word,
rife,
with many legends of paranormal occurrences such as sightings of ghosts, strange creatures, and gatherings of witches, Satanists, and the Ku Klux Klan.
KKK, yep.
It is also rumored that professional killers dispose of bodies in the surrounding woods.
The mafia,
yeah. With one recorded case of this occurring, it has been a regular subject of discussion in Weird New Jersey magazine, which once devoted an entire issue to it. In the words of a local police chief, it's a long, desolate stretch and makes the imagination go nuts. So there you go.
They say that this road has a lonely and unsettling feel to it, right? And there's like you said, there's everything from reports of lights over the water, UFO sightings, like you said, the KKK gatherings, and a lot of hatred, obviously, with that. That's dark right. energy.
Yeah, that's,
and even the Jersey Devil. I heard reports of Jersey Devil running up and down this
Which we did a mini, road. So if you haven't listened to it, go check it out. I'm not sure. Sean, you remember the episode number?
I wasn't too long ago. No, you know, I don't. Yeah, I am starting to lose. Well, there's so many now. We're, what, 100? And this will be, I don't even know. We're in the 100 teens with this.
Yeah, but we did, but so, we did do a mini on the new.
Yeah, not too long ago.
Yeah. What's creepy is using this road, this area for like the witches and Satanists, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, again, that adds a level and a layer of darkness to all of this.
Right.
I thought it was interesting that if you do hiking or deep hiking into the woods, it requires a hiking permit. Is that weird? And I don't, because I was like, is this just because of all the haunting, or is it because
I wonder why would
of, are there private properties that you're not supposed to be on that you have to get a permit? I don't know, but I saw that when I was, one of the videos, I think it said it, or one of the articles I was reading, it said that you have to have a deep woods hiking permit.
I have never heard
that. I haven't either, so way to go, Jersey.
Yeah, not that I do a lot
you're
of
that
hiking.
Haunted, or that protective, maybe.
Yeah, well, you've got to have a permit for that. Oh, okay. I wonder what the fine is if you do something like that.
They don't want to see you running up and down this this road hand-in-hand with the Jersey Devil.
Yeah,
skipping along. Do you have a permit for that Jersey Devil?
I just say, I bet he better have a permit.
I bet he doesn't.
He's going to get a hefty fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw a statement saying... it's spooky, but most of the time all you're going to see is maybe a sofa on the side of the road. But then what you don't see is a group of cannibals waiting for you to stop and inspect the sofa.
Oh.
Oh. That's a good point. I've heard of the desert cannibals, but not the Jersey Turnpike.
I guess if you don't have a permit, they unleash the cannibals on you.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, guys, come on. We need... It's like that Tuesday Terror story I did where the guy's laying in the road, or the woman, and the guy stops his car to look to see, because they're supposed to be in an accident, but then he felt like something. He saw some eyes looking at him from the woods, and he drove off, and it was supposed to be like cannibals or something like that, that trying to set him up. So maybe that's the Clinton Road history. I'm going to read this. This is from Wikipedia, but I just – and then we can – we've got all kinds of – sites and stuff, or you know, sources. It said that the road, like the reservoir and in the area, gets its name from the original settlement of Clinton, which was located about where the road crosses the brook. It says on May 14th, 1983, the body of Daniel Deppner, was found when a cyclist riding down Clinton Road in a wooded area of West Milford, New Jersey, spotted the corpse being eaten by a turkey vulture.
Oh, my God.
The body had been wrapped inside a green garbage bag before dumping it. Oh, Richard Kuklinski was charged and convicted of his murder. Do you guys know who Richard Kuklinski is?
I don't think I know that one.
Don't know.
His nickname was the Iceman.
Oh, okay. I know the Iceman.
He
killed
with the ice picks. Mm-hmm. He would work for the mob. He was kind of like a hired hitman.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wasn't affiliated with any of the families, the five families, but he was a just self-contractor. And they would use him.
He froze the bodies, though, to make it difficult to be able to do any kind of forensics on the body.
He was a serial killer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, for the mafia.
I have a job for you.
An offer you can't refuse.
An offer you can't refuse.
Let you do the mafia voice.
Take this green bag and put. Yeah. So Richard Kuklinski.
All I want you to use is this ice pick.
Jeez.
We will call you the Iceman.
And what a cool name, though, right? People.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, yeah, I didn't. Yeah, there you go. So, lots of stories. So, we can, whoever wants to start, I've got stories.
When I was going over all these stories, they talk about ghost stories and how ghost stories, and I think this definitely is part of this talk. Ghost stories in any area of the country, so we're focusing on obviously Jersey, it reflects on the human psyche and the culture in that region. So it is, and literally, this is a dark highway into the people's innermost fears in this region, right? Mm-hmm. So there's actual things that happen that are scary. You're talking about the mafia, the KKK stuff, and then all these UFO and Jersey Devils and all these other monsters and ghosts and all this kind of sightings, ghost trucks or whatever we're going to talk about. It is interesting that it does reflect this culture, you know, and these urban legends and stories that develop over time and people hear, and then... you know, and some people swear by some of these stories and other people are like, yeah, I don't know. So I personally would think it would be interesting to go and experience some of the stuff by yourself.
Yeah.
It says that the pavement itself is innocent enough to look at. It's long and curvy and surrounded by tall trees, and it's certainly not abandoned following the winter. Its potholes were filled more completely than any than on my highly taxed, this guy said, highly taxed, not haunted street. There are hiking paths off the road, and even weirder, some houses. Especially at the opening of the road, some of the houses play up their Clinton roadness, cobwebs, spinning wheels in one window, or totally bizarre merry-go-round in another. But there's also accounting firms and kids playing outside in the streets, just like any other normal road. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was kind of interesting. But this says, but on this stretch of road, also, cannibals jump out of the woods to eat innocent passersby. Satanists sacrifice poultry in the nether regions of the abandoned castles. And there are men in white hoods that are probably KKK, since one of the men stood in the road and stopped a truck full of stone teenagers, letting them pass by when they looked them over, surely verifying. So it goes into all the different oddities that happen on this road, basically.
That's like, why I chose this, because I heard a little bit about it, and then you read about it, and you're going, what is... there's nothing left. They throw everything out
it
there.
Is. The first interesting...
elves?
One,
no.
It's like a fruitcake.
The ghost of a dead boy haunts beneath the bridge at Dead Man's Curve.
Yeah.
So, and there are a lot of cities have Dead Man's Curves and states, whatever. My parents grew up in Logansport, and they had a Dead Man's Curve.
Oh, yeah.
Logan, outside of Logansport.
Kind of like the woman in white.
Exactly. Everybody. Right. So those, it's not a new thing. So the boy haunts beneath the bridge, roughly halfway down the highway. This boy incidentally throws quarters back to you if you drop them in the body of water beneath the bridge. It's read that it's not always true, though the ghost boy is not, he's not just like a trained, they call him a trained ghost monkey. he will not always perform reliably. And they say sometimes if you leave them, they're supposed to be potentially not that he throws them back at you, but that they're not there when you come back. So, I mean, but who wouldn't just
well, like, people have been
collect the money too.
They claim like that they get one. Pelted with coins. Can you see that?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I'd like to see that on video.
I like this story.
What you got, Nate?
The menacing black truck.
Oh, I like that
on
one.
The road.
Oh, let's hear it.
Tailgater.
Appearing out of nowhere, the truck gets extremely close to your rear bumper, flashes its lights, then suddenly disappears into the night.
What do they call it?
I don't know. Black truck.
Black
truck.
Black pickup. Okay. That's a
it's
heck
a ghost
of a name.
Truck, man.
It's a ghost truck. Sounds like a Scooby-Doo.
I heard it called different.
It's the creeper.
Black ghost truck.
Creeper.
Cheaper creeper.
I got one here. Cross Castle. Is another haunted haunted spot along the 10-mile stretch of road. Although nothing but the foundation remains today, a three-story castle-like structure once stood in these eerie woods. It was built in 1905 by Richard Cross for his wife and children to live in. When the stone wall still stood, the place was a hotbed for the satanic and the occult, and then it burned down and was razed. Only the stone foundation and some other structural odds and ends still stand. Our guess is it still is a popular spot for weird rituals, so maybe don't go there after dark. Okay, I won't.
Yeah, just don't.
Yeah. Goodness sakes.
That's the only thing I'm scared of is cannibals.
Doesn't sound great. It's not the way I want to go.
I mean, you can try fighting them, but then, you know, they don't have a problem with biting your fingers.
Yeah, I mean, like even if you had like a bucket of fried chicken or something, you know, you throw it at, they don't want that.
No, they want that.
You know, like, I mean, gosh, you'd have better luck with, like, a bunch of crocodiles. You know, they just throw food, and they'll just keep chasing you. Cannibals, they want you, yeah.
Reminds me of that movie, Wrong Turn.
Great movie.
Yes, yeah. Right?
Yep. Great movie.
Mm-hmm. There's also a movie, Clinton Road, right? Doesn't have iced tea in it. I've not seen it. Have you guys seen it?
No.
Is it sweet?
I was going to say, I love sweet tea.
Sweetness.
That's my nickname in high school, iced tea. No. I say all the time to my kids, and they're like, how many nicknames did you have?
What are you talking about?
None of them. I'll say, that's my nickname in high school. No, I have not heard that. You said it's a movie?
It's a movie, yeah.
Clinton Road, okay. No.
Like I said, when I would look at Clinton Road up, it's like, oh, you know, here it is on. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it was good or bad or indifferent, but.
Let's see. So, says the mythical crossbred creatures, supposedly the result of jungle habitats closing in the 1970s, people dressed in strange outfits disappearing and the ghost vehicles chasing off the cars. All of this is a lovely trip down Clinton Road. Ooh, okay. You guys have, I've got some more stories. I mean, here's, have you heard about the Hellhound? Also known
Ooh,
as
Ooh, I didn't catch Wolfie? The Hellhound. What? No, I did Wolfie. Not catch that one.
Yeah, so it says, so a Hellhound, a.k.a. Wolfie, an experimental albino wolf dog, to monkeys and unidentifiable hybrids are alleged by Weird New Jersey to have been seen at night. If not of supernatural origin, they are said to have been survivors of Jungle Habitat, a nearby attraction that has been closed since 1976, which have managed to survive and crossbreed.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah. Wolfie. Hmm. I don't know. That's, I don't want to come across that either, to be honest with you.
No, that'd be no bueno.
I still think the cannibals are the worst, but, you know, I don't think any of these really sound positive.
So there was a druid-looking creation, and it's from the old iron-making community in the 1850s, and it's supposed to be like a temple to the occult. And there's a sign there that says, Clinton Ironworks. It says, the furnace is all that remains of the 19th century iron-making community that was established by William Jackson in 1826. Representative of New Jersey's early iron industry, the furnace utilized locally available resources to supply iron for the region. Under multiple owners, iron was produced in the furnace from 1833 to 1837, and then later from a nearby forge until it ceased operation in 1852. But it's just such a creepy looking structure if you look at the pictures of it. It says that just there were, the way they were describing it was strange, mysterious, and just plain weird. Mm. Just sitting there.
You have a picture of it?
Mm-hmm.
Did you?
I do. I have to post it. It is right here.
Is that the... I got a different variation that's of the little boy.
Right there.
Yeah, that's creepy.
It's creepy. Oh, just yeah. Sitting there. That's what's left that's, of it, you know. But
that's mm-hmm. creepy.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can see why people would think that they're doing rituals there, or maybe they are doing rituals, and then like yeah, so that equates to the human sacrifice.
Yeah, right. What you got, Nate?
it's a variation of the little boy, so there must be different accounts of mm-hmm. happenings.
Yeah.
Legend is the little boy was hit by a car and killed on the bridge when he went to pick up a quarter he saw on the ground. The legend is that if you get out of your car and stand on the bridge, you will see a quarter drop. And if you bend down to pick it up, the little boy will push you into the lake to save you from being hit by the car.
So he's a good little
boy. Oh, okay. Because I thought, man, what a little turd.
He's but, a good boy.
he thinks he's saving you from a...
Yeah, because that's what happened to him.
Yeah, okay. I thought he was just being like, I'm going to push you. Okay.
Just well, being a jerk.
Nice little boy. Good little boy. I like that. You know, you were talking about the ghost truck.
The black truck.
The black truck. Check this out. There are firsthand accounts of tourists and locals seeing a ghost Camaro driven by the girl who supposedly died in a tragic crash in 1998. This appearance is triggered by a mere mention of the incident. Others claim to have had encounters with two park rangers near Terrace Pond, who are thought to be the ghost and of two rangers who died while on duty in 1939. Mm. So a ghost Camaro.
That's awesome.
Well, there you go. I wonder what year.
Hmm. Yeah, right, exactly.
I mean, she died in 98.
It's almost as good as a ghost Corvette, right?
Maybe a 69 Camaro or something. Oh. That'd be cool. Or IROC. Sad, though. Yeah.
These people, and then this article are talking about how when they visited and they were driving at night, it says, talking about the black truck following people who enter the road. Reported sightings, people recall seeing the headlights floating in the rearview mirror when visiting the area. Many claim to leave Clinton Road with deep feelings of fear and a desperate desire to leave immediately, regardless if they saw anything on their trip. The long drive through the drawn-out, windy, isolated road is creepy on its own, but at night, this person said they can personally vouch that it is even more terrifying. During their visit, the road felt crowded, since many other paranormal enthusiasts had also decided to tour on that same night. After driving through the first mile past residential homes on either side of the road, it suddenly becomes pitch black and deserted. Not a single home could be seen. Nothing in any of the car mirrors was visible, and we could only see what was lit up by our headlights. This group decided to park on the side of the road to explore, but something inside them stirred in each of them to leave immediately. After 15 minutes, they were pulled over by an officer who was making sure that they were okay, and they said they took that as a sign to go home. They had never felt so strongly to have to leave a place before. It says they've heard the urban legends for a long time, and they wanted to experience this road trip. After having gone, they said that they would do it again. But even though they felt that strongly, that they needed to leave. So I thought that was very interesting. So yeah. Kind of a personal account or an actual account from somebody that was just truly looking for an experience.
Yeah. I like this place. I like to drive up and down. I think so. Don't stop for any cannibals. But
fun little place called Dead Man's Curve. Right?
That Cross Castle I mentioned earlier. They said that a lot of people come away with bruises.
Unexplained, right? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And some people have seizures.
Yeah, isn't that spooky?
Yeah, that's not good either. So
I have the Albinos of Clinton Road. This person said, when a bunch of us climbed up the walls, they saw something. They were up there and saw two white figures. They're about 100 yards away from their friends on the ground. They couldn't see them from their vantage point. They came to within 100 yards of the group and then disappeared in the woods. When they got back to the ground, we told them about it, and that's when the story started coming out. There was instantly talk about an albino village in the woods.
Oh, that's crazy. That is not the only place in this country that you hear about that.
I have heard, right.
You know,
but I didn't know about Clinton Road, but I have heard something about some albino creatures.
Normally it's out in like the desert, you know, those kind of stories, you know.
That'd suck. They burn really easily.
Yeah. desert's not the best
place.
Only
come out at night.
300 proof. That would be, I hope they're not cannibals too.
Ooh. What was that? I think I posted it one time, or I know I saw it on somebody else's post.
I'm at it all together. I'm at everything.
There was a stretch of road where people kept saying they saw this disfigured ghost figure walking along, and people were taking pictures and all this kind of stuff, and it was like, oh my gosh, this is an actual ghost sighting or whatever. Well, come to find out it was this guy that truly did have like a physical condition that he was disfigured, and he walked those.
Oh, it's the guy without a face.
At night, yes. Yeah, and he walked at night because he didn't want to scare anybody. Yeah, but then it was like, ended up scaring people.
Yeah. So like, good job, guy. No,
oops.
I forget how he lost, but yeah, he had no feature. I mean, he had lost his nose. And
yeah. So wouldn't that scare you today?
It would be scary.
So he, oops.
Poor guy.
I know.
There's been a couple of posts, if you see it on social media.
That's what that made me think about story. That.
And it breaks my heart because I'm like, oh, he's not.
I know.
Trying to do that. But.
So there, it's, you know, you think about all these stories, you know, some of them are paranormal, some of them are folklore, some of them are just.
That's the fun part, right?
Yeah, exactly. What goes bump in the night, especially on Clinton Road, right?
And you know what? It's all, like we said, we, you know, going to these places, we might not see, hear anything, experience anything, but it's the anticipation. It's the what if, you know, is it going to happen, you know?
Yeah, your mind and can play still, tricks on you, right?
Yeah, and you're still driving up this road for a 10-mile stretch is pretty
creep
decent.
Creep me out, right?
Yeah. And you just never know. Like, it's just the whole idea, is something going to happen? Mm-hmm. If not, you know, it's fun.
Just how haunted is it in the corner of the Garden State, right?
Christina Westervelt.
Shout out to Christina.
She said she's been there many times. Sarah Lee. Had not had any occurrences. Mm-hmm. She said a friend of her dad, who was a police officer, he lived on the road. He said he didn't experience anything, but she said a lot of people do go out there and mess with you. Like they'll ride up on you, turn their lights off, turn them on, you know. Yeah. So they know that.
So you get your experience, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. I'd be like, wait a minute.
What if they're really mad at you? I mean, they legitimately are like, go.
Yeah, right. They're like, no, you're going on.
Like, I'm not a ghost. I'm just mad at you.
But like we were talking, you know, she was saying that she hadn't experienced anything, but it's, you know, I said, well, that's the thing. You could go to a place and, you know, Whispers Estate, Jerry and Tracy and their crew, my gosh, they were experiencing all kinds of stuff. And
yeah,
I mean, I know Nate had one or two, but really overall for that many hours, we didn't have anything, but it's still that anticipation of,
yep,
is something going to happen or not? And you know, it's
But it's always a good hang at these places, right?
Oh, that's well, yeah. Well, and they're real places, you know? Yeah, right? Real history, yeah. Real whatever. Mm-hmm. There's stories behind it, whatever, that's if it doesn't happen or not.
Yep.
I found a...
I'll let you end it on this.
Funny little story.
Okay. Uh-oh, wait a minute.
Oh, no. Last time we said that, we got hedgehogs.
We're not running over hedge. Okay.
Hedgehogs. No, it's not like that. Okay. The Clinton Road Cop.
Okay.
Wow, was this place scary. I was there a few times before, and it wasn't that bad, except when we got a flat in the center of the 10-mile road. When the cop asked what we were doing, we lied. We asked why he was on such a scary road. His reply was, I'm only out here because I have a gun.
I like that. That's funny. That's awesome.
I thought it was going to be a ghost cop.
No, I like that actually better.
I do too.
I have a gun. That's why.
I have a gun, so...
I'd be like, well, that's not really encouraging since you, that's the only reason.
Does it have silver bullets for the Jersey Devil?
Yeah. Yeah, right. Or does that take something else?
Yeah, well, who knows?
Hockey pucks.
Hockey puck.
For the, I mean,
slap shot.
That's possible, yeah. Right. There's a hockey joke in there. I get it. I got it.
Well,
I got
a little wrister.
I was following you.
I like that. Nate, that's a perfect way to end it.
I thought so.
But I'm gonna let you officially end this mini.
Well, that's the end of this road, and that's a wrap.
That's a wrap. All right. Well, Creepies, we hope you enjoyed that middle-aged mini number 47 on the Clinton Road of New Jersey, and we will talk to you later.
Bye.
See you.